Yeah, it was obviously I wanted to play. I was in a similar circumstance in 2005 when we qualified against Uruguay. So but it was a great occasion and great for the Socceroos to go to their third consecutive World Cup.
How confident do you feel that you'll be in the team that goes to Brazil?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be confident, but saying that, it's a massive year for the team and you need to be playing regularly whether it's Australia or overseas. So it really is a long year and, who knows, the team that goes to the actual World Cup might be totally different to the current team. But, yeah, it's all about maintaining good form and playing regularly.
Back when you were playing for Edge Hill and Saints, was a World Cup campaign even on your mind?
Oh, I think it's every child's dream, especially to play in a place like Brazil. It's pretty much the hub of football and probably the most populated game over there. But starting off as a Saints junior when I was 6 years old, probably thinking about a few other things rather than that. As I grew up, when I was older, becoming a teenager in Cannesville, definitely a massive dream one to play at the World Cup.
At what point did you decide that you wanted to play professionally?
I guess when you start making like the state teams and representative teams growing up in Cairns, I guess you see, you know, teams like the old Brisbane Strikers when Frank Farina was a national team player. And growing up in Cairns, you have those icons and idols. So, yeah, I guess you want to live their you know, pathways as well and go down the same roads that they went down. So, I'm happy to be playing at the highest level and doing what I love.
How hard is it to get noticed as a player from North Queensland, which is, you know, known to be NRL heartland?
Yeah, I mean, these days it's probably a little bit easier because they've got a team in the APL with the Far North Queensland team up here now. I guess when I was my age, I didn't really have that pathway in cement, so I had to move down south to Sydney through my universities, and then I got picked up from the old NFL team Marconi through playing in the state league there. So yeah, it was quite a tough road, but hopefully now there's a good stepping stone for the youngsters coming through.
I guess people here in Townsville were probably a bit disappointed when the Fury folded, just because that's another avenue and an inspiration to local kids. How do you think the demise of the North Queensland Fury has impacted on chances for North Queensland kids who have aspirations to go pro?
Yeah, I agree, because I played with the old franchise, Gold Coast United, and having three teams is, it's more accessible for the juniors and the young talent coming through. But in saying that, there's a whole new strand of clubs coming into the league, and it should create a good stepping stone for those youngsters in that new APL, which is pretty much the second tier of Australia. And that's in every state across the league. So if you're doing well in those leagues, for the Heat boys, especially up in Cairns, if they're playing regularly and dominating that league, they're definitely going to get picked up by an A-League club.
How often do you get back to Cairns these days?
Oh, I come back every time because obviously my wife Chantel, we both grew up here, went to St. Mary's, so we're through and through locals, and I try and do as much as I can with my old teammate Chris Collins, who's the technical director at the Heat now, and obviously with the Cairns and District Soccer Association. I try and do as much appearance time as possible, but again, you wanna come back and have a holiday. You don't really wanna focus too much on football. So but any chance that I do get to come back to Cairns, I always catch up with friends and family.
Let's talk a little bit about the coaches for the Socceroos. What's Holger like as a coach compared to Gus Hiddink?
Yeah, I've had a good chance to have a variety of coaches in the national team, and both were very tactically minded. Both practice exactly what we were going to do during the week before the game. So in that aspect, they were similar. I think Holger's philosophy is probably a lot different the good hitting. He's Holger's very, very structured in his defensive approach, and you know, make sure that our team doesn't get broken down, and that we don't cop goals on the counter and etc. And in saying that, you know, he puts the quick players out wide so that we can break down their opposition defence as well. So I think even though it was a really bumpy road to get to this World Cup, I think the consistency of the team performance over the last couple of years have been outstanding, and that's a credit to Olga.
Is there an area that you'd like to see the team work on, or you think they need to develop before they hit the World Cup?
For me, I think as long as we keep it clean at the back, and you know, I think in the next year we're definitely going to be pushing a lot more youngsters coming through with the young Socceroos and the Olympic teams. We really need to bridge that generation gap that there is at the moment, because once the older players do retire, you know, there needs to, you know, passing the baton for the next groups of guys. So I think that's one thing that we'll work on in, for example, the next tournament in South Korea coming up, the East Asian Cup, and we've got some big games against Japan, China, and South Korea. So it's a good chance for the fringe players and the young players to show and take a stance on the international scene.
How about for yourself? Is there something that you'll be working on to make sure that you're indispensable for the World Cup team?
Yeah, as I said, it's a long year. There's going to be a lot of friendly games, some other tournaments. It's all about taking your chance when you get them. But look, Holger knows the player. I've worked with him ever since he's come in. I've played a lot more games than I have recently, since 2005. So, yeah, I'm very happy with him as a coach and very thankful for him selecting me in this recent qualifiers.